This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1305, five actions for the workplace to love you. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Want to build better relationships at work? It's not always about language. Today, find out another way that you can build connection in your job. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, how's it going? Good to be back on the mic with you.
Yeah, it's going great. It's been a while, right?
I know.
It's been a few weeks since we did this.
Yeah, it really has. And it's good to be back on the mic starting off 2020 strong. We have been so busy at All Ears English, right? We just released our computer IELTS course and that kept us really busy. Oh my gosh. Are you glad that's out there finally?
So glad, you guys. Yeah. If you are even thinking about taking the computer-delivered IELTS this year, I'll just tell you right now, we, Three Keys IELTS, All Ears English, we have the only course for the computer IELTS test.
Exactly, guys. So go over and subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast, or if you're ready to get directly into that computer IELTS course, you can go straight to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Jessica, I am excited today because a few weeks ago, we were actually having a team meeting here at All Ears English, and this concept of the love languages came up. What does that even mean, love languages?
Yeah, so this is the idea that everybody has a way that they receive love in the best way or the most effective way. The way that they feel appreciated and loved the most, right?
Yes.
So for some people, gifts are the best, and for other people, gifts don't matter, right? So how do you show appreciation for another person?
I love that. And actually, we did not create this concept, just so you guys know.
I wish.
This concept has been around for a long time, and it's the creation of Gary Chapman, and he wrote a book called The Five Love Languages. So we want to direct you guys to the website to check out this concept. It's number five, lovelanguages.com, just to check it out. But just want to let you guys know who actually created this. But today, we're going to dig into this in what context, Jessica, for our listeners? How are we going to apply this to their lives?
We are going to talk about how you guys can use these ideas at work to build the connection in the workplace. Because, I mean, everybody thinks of the five love languages as a romantic thing, as a marital concept, right? But it doesn't have to be, guys.
Yeah.
All of these things are ideas to help you connect to other people in a variety of situations. It's not just about, like, romantic relationships. So Lindsay and I had an awesome time brainstorming ideas for the five love languages and how you guys can use them at work to help build your connections there.
Yeah, and this is going to be a really good time to do this, guys, because we are gearing up later in the year to release a business English course from All Ears English, guys. So this is going to get you this is going to get you to start thinking here in this. We're going to be thinking a lot about the workplace in the spring. Okay, guys, so just getting ready. So, all right, so what should we do? Should we give our listeners the five languages first? Jessica, what do you think?
Yeah, let's do that. And then we're going to give you guys very specific actions for each one. And all of these actions, guys, are things you could do at work to help you feel connected to your job in a more positive way, but also how your colleagues can feel connected to you.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, so what are they? What are the love languages?
Okay, these are fun. Okay, I really want to do more research into this.
You should. Yeah, soon. It's good.
So words of affirmation, that's great vocabulary. Affirmation, what does that mean, Lindsay?
So to affirm is to let someone know that we appreciate them or that they've done something well, right?
Yeah, basically just like, good job. Like, I'm affirming you. You did great.
Yeah.
The next one was tricky for us to think of for a workplace action, but you'll find out about that later. The next one is acts of service.
Yeah.
So that would just be like doing, I would think of it as like a manual task to help someone out, especially if you're not expected to do that, you know?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. So words of affirmation, acts of service. And then what would be another one?
Receiving gifts, which I love gifts, so I'm on board with that one.
Oh, okay.
I already know that's one of mine. Quality time, of course. I think that's important for everyone. And then the last one, which is also tricky, physical touch. But we'll talk about that one when we get there.
Yeah, guys. Yeah, for sure. We'll get into that one because that one can be really tricky, especially when we add the culture layer for our listeners.
Oh, gosh.
Right? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No, but this is great. This is going to, I know All Ears English, you know, guys, here at All Ears English, connection is our number one goal, but that doesn't always come through language, right? Today's an episode that shows you that it can also come through actions and different things that we can pay attention to. Right. But the one thing that I find really tricky about these love languages is that we tend to want to give love or help someone in the way that our language is. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
for me, my number one is words of affirmation. And so I tend to want to like affirm people verbally, like give them that. But that may not matter. So we have to know the person in front of us and we have to know ourselves and know that that could be a pitfall. We may be kind of talking to someone and it doesn't make a difference. If we're doing what
that's
is
true.
What, yeah, it's interesting.
There's a lot to that, though. It's all about projection, right? Because all we know is what is in our own heads. Mm-hmm. So it's natural to project that onto other people because we don't exactly know what is inside everyone else's heads at any time, right?
Exactly.
So we always have to start with just projecting what we like or what we want. But that's the first step, and at least you're trying to connect.
Yeah.
But the next step, the more critical, analytical step that we're going to encourage you guys to take is to think about what the other people actually want, what actually can help them right now.
I love it. So let's go through each one and tell our listener, give our listeners some ideas. You know, maybe you guys are working in the US or in an English speaking country and you may be overwhelmed and you're thinking, how can I build those key relationships at work?
Totally.
This is one framework that you can follow, one strategy system. Okay.
Yeah, for sure. So all of this stuff can be done in an English speaking workplace for sure. But guys, as we said, like, connection is not just about language, even though we do focus on the English language.
Yep.
But today, guys, it really is about taking positive action in your life.
I love it. I love it. So let's talk about quality time, for example. Like, what could one of our listeners do potentially to use this love language? If they know that their particular coworker that they want to build a relationship with values quality time, what could they do? If you took IELTS tomorrow, what score would you get? Get your estimated band score with our 7-question quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Yeah, I love this, guys. So try to think about what you know or what you want to know about another colleague. Like if they have a family, if they have a teenage kid that plays a sport or something, you could say, hey, so is James playing basketball right now? Or if you know that they just visited their mother in Idaho, I don't know. You could be like, hey, so how was your trip? How was Idaho? How's your mom doing? So yeah. Basically, it's just like, not everything has to be about work, and you want other people to know that you value them as a person and not just a work thing.
That's an interesting point. And I feel like speaking about other cultures, I think other cultures do this better than we do. I think we sometimes in American culture can compartmentalize our work lives, our personal lives. Whereas when I worked in Japan back in 2005, I was expected to go to all the parties, the izakaya afterwards, right? With my colleagues.
Yeah,
I had to be there because we had to build that personal relationship to do business together at school, at work.
That's true. Yeah. But on the other hand, I also think that Americans are way more open about personal lives.
I agree with that. I agree with
other
that.
Other cultures. So I guess it's just being sensitive to what that balance would be in your own workplace, right?
Yeah. Every workplace has a different context, guys. So just read the situation.
read the room, as they say. Read the room, guys. So another one is words of affirmation. And guys, I think this is excellent all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, we should always be like saying thank you to other people, right?
Definitely.
Acknowledging that others are working hard and doing their best and doing a good job instead of just like gathering the results and moving on.
Yes.
Pause for a second. Connect to that person and just say thank you at the very least.
Absolutely. 100%. We've just started a program where we go back and forth every week and we check in. We can send high fives to each other as a team, right? Because we work online. So we're a little more separated. It's a little trickier, but whether you work online, guys, or in person, you need to find a way to do this, right? Let's not get too wrapped up in our work that we don't forget that there are other humans around us.
Totally. Yeah. Remember, guys, it's about connection. Life isn't just about work, right? Mm-hmm, I mean, it's about the people that are there as well.
Definitely.
Okay. So what about the gifts? How do you feel about gifts at work?
I mean, this can be good. So again, I think this is all about figuring out who is that person in front of you that you want to build that connection with. And if this is their love language, then go for it. You know what I mean? I remember when I was working in Japan, we used to always bring, I think it was called omiyage. Every time we traveled, that was a big tradition that you're supposed to bring back cookies or something specific to the region that you went to. It was almost required. I thought that was that was interesting.
So, this is tricky for me. Like, I feel like the motive matters, right? Mm-hmm, so if it's required and expected, I don't feel like it means as much.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it's just like, oh, well, like I have to do this. But if it's not expected, and this is really the essence of all five of these actions that we're encouraging you guys to take, is that they're not exactly required, right?
Yes.
And so making this extra effort, that's what builds the connection because you're trying.
Totally agree. Totally. It's above and beyond. And when it comes down to it in business, relationships are everything. You know what I mean? They really are. You can't get anything done at work without good relationships. So guys,
totally.
I hope you're taking notes.
So along the lines of gifts, I mean, food, right? Like food is always great to bring in.
Yeah.
When I was still working in a language school here in Portland, I would always bring in extra stuff that we baked. So like cookies, muffins,
oh, that's cool.
Whatever James and I made at home. We always make too much and I don't want to have it or else I'll eat it.
Right.
So it's kind of selfish because I don't want to eat it all. But I do also just love like bringing treats for people.
Yeah. And it also just feels really good to give a gift. You know, yeah, gift giving as you get older is better than receiving gifts. You know what I mean? And we know that as adults. So
for sure. Oh my gosh. The last time my mom came to visit and I got to treat her to facial, whatever we were doing. Yeah. I felt so great. Like I got so to give my mom a gift. It was awesome.
Love that. I love it. I love it. All right. So we've done gifts. We've done words of affirmation. Uh-huh. What else is on the list here, Jessica?
So we have two more, guys. So the next one is acts of service. So if I hear this term, I think volunteering, right? Mm. But how does this translate in a relationship, especially a work relationship? Lindsay, what did we come up with for this?
Yeah, well, I think this is about noticing what needs to be done. And, you know, maybe it's not something that you would normally be in charge of or be expected to do, but doing that anyways.
Right.
Right. Now, maybe your colleague has a huge report, you know, they have to print out in the evening, in the afternoon, and you see that the printer needs to be changed, the cartridge. Go and do that.
Yeah.
Right. Take care of that. Like always be looking for something you can do to help out. Take out the garbage at work. You know, what else, Jessica? What are some other things?
Just like if there's a spill, clean it up, even if it's not yours. If there's like a cup that needs to be washed, you can wash it, like take a couple seconds. I think this accomplishes so many positive things.
Yes.
First of all, it helps you take pride in your workplace. Mm-hmm. And second of all, when other people notice you doing that, they're going to be thankful as well. They're going to be like, oh, like that's a great person. Look at them taking the time to do that. They'll want to work with you more. They'll trust you more, right?
Yeah. And it may be contagious. Maybe they will then go and do that. Next time you create a really nice environment. I mean, little actions can definitely change an environment, guys.
Totally. Yeah. And just like, I mean, gosh, so maybe there's like a person that comes in at the end of the day and cleans and takes out the garbage. You don't have to wait for that.
Right.
I mean, if it's an action that makes the environment more positive and it takes less than 5 minutes, just do it.
Just do it. Just do it.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. I love that
All
one.
All right.
That's
so
easy.
This last one, this is the trickiest one. Physical touch. So of course there, especially today, guys, the environment around physical touch at work is a no-no. Just across the board, don't even take the chance. But Lindsay and I did think of, and as like you said earlier, culture. Some cultures aren't comfortable with physical touch, right? But we did think of a way that physical touch is always great.
Yeah, for sure. So the high five is usually pretty safe, right? It's a very American thing, I think. I'm not sure if it's a very American thing. It may be an international thing, but giving a high five, you know what I mean? I mean, just letting someone know, a physical gesture of affirmation. It's kind of a way of affirming someone based on what they've done sometimes. It's a nice way to connect and not take any risks around, you know, because there's a lot going on right now in the news and with the Me Too movement, there can be things misconstrued. Okay. So we want to be careful there. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I never would have thought twice about hugging people.
Yeah.
I'm a hugger.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just, it's not okay all the time.
Yeah.
So just do a high five. And I think it probably is more American than anything else. But I remember last year when you and I were in Tokyo.
Yeah.
And we got to meet listeners and fans and talk to people on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And when they said something cool, I'd be like, hey, high five. Nobody ever hesitated. It helped to relax like everybody around.
That's
even though it's weird and it wouldn't normally happen. It's just like, it's cool. It's fine. And it's like exciting.
Yeah. It's something completely different. Wow. That was quite an adventure when we went to Shibuya and we had our hugs campaign. Oh, man. Another story for another day, I guess. But
oh, it was amazing. Yeah. So high fives, guys. I mean, that really fulfills that fifth love language. That's the only way we would recommend fulfilling that. But definitely, guys, go to the blog that we recommend, the website that we recommended earlier, the number 5, and then love languages.
Yep.
Take the quiz in English
and
share your results with us, guys. Come back to the All Ears English website and share your results on the blog.
Yeah, definitely. Come back, guys. This is episode 1305. So come back and let us know what you got. got and what you're going to do at work to build those connections, guys.
Yes.
All right. Awesome. And guys, remember, like we mentioned at the beginning, if you're taking IELTS this year, go over and subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast. All right. Awesome.
Yes. Awesome.
Right. Okay, cool.
All right, Lindsay. Have a good
day. All right, Jessica, have a good one. Talk to you soon. Bye. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.